to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Starting both of them are base. Mishnah says, Ben Tesh Shanim V'yom Echad. Again, you have this boy, this Yavam, that's only 9 years old in one day. Shebu al Yavimtoi. He has a beer with his Yavama. V'yacha kach bo aleho. Ochiv. And then the second brother. But they have two twin brothers. Shu Ben Tesh Shanim V'yom Echad. He's also only 9 years old in one day. So Lachar is Paisal al Yodoi. Because of the second beer, both of them become Osa. So Drashi, Paisal al Yodoi is the Pshat, to ever like Kemaimer Racha Maimer. That's the din that with Rabbonin, when a Bias cotton in the Yavoma makes it like he made a Maimer, there's Kedushim with Rabbonin only. So the first brother first made Kedushim with Rabbonin, and then the second one made it. Tishneim Tavsimbo. V'chivin, the boy get Misheni, since he has to have a get, he has to receive a get from the second one, is Kom Beisole, V'chivin Shleibon Shubla Yivna. So since the second one also has to give her a get, and when he gives her a get, he can't make beer anymore, so that automatically passes the Yavama now to the first brother. So when the second brother, even though he's also only 9 years old, he passes her to the first brother. Paisal Yodai. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, loy poisel, no, you don't become poisel. Since the second brother is also only 9 years old, the second biyah does not pass law to the first one. In other words, only the first one means something, but the second one doesn't even mean anything, even with the Rabbonin. Less than 9 is nothing. 9 years old means something, but you're not a godel, you're a cotton. Ben Teshonim. Again, you have this young boy, this Kotkin, that's 9 years old. V'yoy Mechot. Shabu al Yevimtoi. He has Bia with his sister-in-law. After the brother died, he is Miyabim his wife. V'yakakach v'al Tzoroso. And now this Kotkin now is also Boyol, also makes Yibim on the Tzoroso, on the second wife. In other words, your brother had two wives. And he went and was Miyabim the first one, and then he was Miyabim the second one. Since he made beer with the second one, so Lamaisa now he's not allowed to live with the first one either. Like he passed himself to both of them. He can't live with either one of them. He has to give them both eventually. I mean, he has to give a chalitza eventually. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Loi Paisum. Shimon says no, so Shimon Shita. A koton, the second beer means nothing. Since you made a beer with the first one, that's something with the Rabbanin. When you make a beer with the second one, again, it means nothing. You don't passel. So therefore, he is still mutter with the first one. It's like he made maimer with the first one, and the first one he can stay with. When the second one, it means nothing. So Rosh says, now, Tanya, we don't like this. Oh, Malim, Rabbi Shimon, Lechachomim, Rabbi Shimon said to Chachomim, that in Bias Rishayna Bia, Bias Shniyayna Bia. That's Rabbi Shimon's Svarer, Mamon HaShach. If the first biya means something, that's it. The second one means nothing. The biya rishayna ain't a biya, but if you want to tell me when the katan made his first biya, it means nothing, so then the same thing, biya shniya nami ain't a biya, should not be anything. That's of Shimon Svara. So therefore, when the first biya katan means something, but then the second one means nothing. So Manashach, the first one is always mutter to the Yavama, and the second one means nothing. Rashi says, Bia Shani ain't a Bia. The Kaimlam we learned before, that ain't Biacha Bia. The second one means nothing. Vavilay Bia Shani could be as Inishti Alma. Vechivon the Shagegesi Sharia. Since he was a Shagig, he didn't realize it, so mainly he's still mutter to the first one. That's of Shimon Svaris. Svar says now, Masnithna al Mishne is the Loike Benazai. Does not go like Benazai. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Yes, there is a second Maimer of the first one. Vishnei Yevomin. V'yevom Achas. When you have two Yevomin, two brothers, and once and one wife. But V'ein Maimer Acha Maimer. But you can't have two Maimers. V'shtei Yevomis. On two wives, two Yevomis. V'yevom Echad. There's only one brother, if he makes a maimer with one, and then he makes a maimer to the second one, that means nothing. And our Mishnah says not like that. Because our Mishnah says when the bias of a test, when this 9-year-old boy made beer with the first wife. That's like a mimer. And then he made beer with the Sarah. The Tanakhama says that he now becomes also with the first one. So you see, yesh mimer acha mimer, even by two different wives, with one yavam. That's not like our Mishnah. So kids, our Mishnah argues on Ben Azai. Because according to Ben Azai, when one yavam makes mimer on the first wife, and then he makes mimer on the second wife, it means nothing. Ein mimer acha mimer v'shnei yavamois v'yavam echot. And our Mishnah says not like that. Right, right. Rashi, v'maimer acha mimer, she'akol koichoi v'kinyonoi, all the power that you had, shoyel linyan mimer, all that you could do with your mimer, nosam v'rishayna, you did with the first wife. V'dochas ha'shniya, and you like pushed away the second one, you cannot make a mimer anymore on the second wife. So therefore, that's benazai svara. So if you made mimer with the first one, and then you go and make mimer with the tzara, it means nothing. You have now no power to make a mimer. So the Rabbonin, when this Ben Tes makes a beer in the Yavama, it's only like a mimer. So how could our Mishnah say, this Kotin, if he makes a beer with one wife, and then with the tzara, he becomes also to both of them, that's not like Ben Azai. So the Mishnah writes, Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yemechot. Again, this Yavam, that's only 9 years old. Shebu al Yavimtoi. He is Miyabim Miyazbiya with his Yavama. Umeis, and he dies. So Locheris, Choletzis, Loimis Yabemis. Lamais and now the other brothers, all they could do is only make Chalitza, and they can't make Yibum. Yibum they can't do, because of Manashach. This brother now that made Bia, he's only a Kotan, he wasn't Koinah Midiraisa. It wasn't like his wife Midiraisa to say that now that he dies, there's a mitzvah Yibum. So Midiraisa, there's still Zika left from the first brother. Now since this Kotan made Bia, that Bia apostles that the other brothers cannot be Miyabama because of the first brother. So therefore what's left is only to make Chalitza. That's the law, they have to make Chalitza. Rashi says, Ben Teshon of Yemechot, Shabu al Yavim to Yemes, is Chalitzas Lemes Yabemes. The other brothers now could only make Chalitza, not make Yibum. Sheyeshole Zika Shnei Yavamin. Because really this wife now, they are like two Zikas to the other brothers. Because when this cotton made a beer with her, Midiraisa is not Koinah. Midiraisa, she's still called Zika from the first brother, right? That's Midiraisa. But Midirabonin, though, the beer of the cotton is considered like a mimer. Midirabonin is his wife. So when the cotton dies now, Midirabonin, she falls to the other brother because of Zika of the cotton. So Lamaisa, this lady now was fallen to the other brothers because of two Zikas. Midiraisa, she's still from the first brother. Midirabonin, she's from the second one. And whenever Yavama has two Zikas, that's the din we had before, you can't be Miyabima, but you're going to give her a Chalitza. Vaita, the Mishnah says, what about Nosa Isha? Let's say he married a wife. Trashi Sheino Yavimtoi, Vala Yachin. This Kotin now, this boy that's 9 years old, married him a lady. So Midiraisa, the Kedushin is not Chal. Yeah? And he has brothers, Umeis, and now this boy dies. Harezu Ptura. He should know that his wife is Potter. There's no Mitzvah Yibum now on his wife, because there's no Kedushin at all. In other words, when a Kotin, a boy, marries a lady, there's nothing. Midirabon also means nothing. Midirais, the Kotin can't get married, and even Midirabonin, he can't marry a lady. There's only the Rabbonin de Kalocha that a Ketana, a girl that's a Ketana, Midirabonin will misakan that if a Godel marries her, the Kedushin is Chal Midirabonin, even without the father. But the opposite way, a boy that's a Kotin cannot be Mekadosh and Isha, not even Midirabonin. So maybe if this boy was Mekadosh a lady, and then the boy died, there's no mitzvah Yibum at all. The brothers don't have to be Miyabma, because she's not the brother's wife. She's not the Kotan's wife. What about Ben Teisha Shon of Yemechot? Again, this boy 9 years old. Shebu al Yevimtoi. he was miyabim as yivama. Then here, there's a kinyan with the rabbanon. In the case where your brother, the godo, was married, and then your brother died. So his wife now is a yivama. And now this cotton, 9 years old, makes beer with her, mid rabbanon, now there's a kinyan kedushin. Mid rabbanon is like a maimer. So what's going to be now if this cotton is miyabim as yivama? Umishehigdol, nosi shacheris. Now, when this cotton became a godol, he married another wife, umeis, and then he died. So, look at like this: im lo yoda esorishoina mishehigdol. If this cotton, what did this cotton do? First, he lived with his yivama, and then when he became a godol, he married another wife. Now, if he did not live with his yivama from the time he became a godol, so look at like this. Horishoina, his first wife, the Yavama, is Chaletz Vaymas Yavemis. The first wife still needs Chalitza from the other brothers, but Yibam she can't have. Because since the first brother, this Katan, was not really Koina Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonin, so she's still Zaka because of the first brother. So therefore they can't be Miyabma, because the B of the Katan passed her to the other brothers. So that's about the first Yavama. The first wife has to have chalitza now and not yibam. The yashniya, but his second wife that he married when he was a godol, oy chaletz vaymas yabemis. That's his regular wife. So when the brother dies, he was already bar mitzvah, and he married the lady after he got bar mitzvah. So the kedushin is chal. Now when he dies, there's a regular mitzvah yibam. His second wife that he married is his wife. So when the brother dies without children, the other brothers that are alive now have a mitzvah yibum. So they could either give a chalitza or else make yibum. Either one of the two they could do. It's a regular wife. Rabbi Shimon says, Miyabim liyezer sheyirtza. Rabbi Shimon says, no. The brothers can make yibum with either one of these two wives. Even the first wife that the katan lived with, the other brothers could also be miyabim. V'cholos l'shniya, and all you have to do is just give chlitza to the second one. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. In other words, Rashi, the less lezik shnei yavamin, uvonami polag Rabbi Shimon biarbach, and he argues before an abrachon also. The mitzvah, the bee of the curtain does not pass on the other brothers. There's no psul of yibum of zika shnei yavamin. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says the other brothers could be miyabim either one of his two wives. Echad shu ben teshan v'yem echad, whether the yavim is 9 years old, the echad shu ben esrim, or whether he's 20 years old, but shloi hevi shtei Cyrus, if he did not bring two Cyrus at the same halacha, he's still called a katan. In other words, a boy, when you become a gadol, you need two simonim. You have to become 13 years old, and you have to also have shtei Cyrus. You have to have two hairs on your mokim adervo. But if you're 20 years old and you still don't have two hairs, your mama's like a cotton. You have the same halacha like a bentes. So the Ma'amar Rava, hold the Yomar Rabbanan, that's what the Rabbanan say, that Zika Shnei Yevamin, when your brother dies, and now his wife falls to the second brothers because of two Zikas, as the first brother and the second brother, Mechlat Cholz Yevum Olay Miyavna, that the din is with the Rabbanan, you could only make Chlitza and not make Yibam. So the Gemara says, Loi Teima, don't say, don't say they only made that gzera when there are two wives involved. There's a tzara involved. They make a gzera mishum the tzara. To hoch, because over here now, Mishnah, the lek a tzara. There's no tzara. And still we say, mechlas chos yevum alav miyavma. So you see clearly that's a gzera, with Rabbonin, that when you have zika shnei yevamin, like in our Mishnah, when the ben tes was miyavim, the first wife, and then the ben tes died. So now she falls to the brothers because of two zikas. She's still zaka because of the first brother, and she's also zaka because of the second biyam that the katan made. And even though there's no tzar involved, still the din is you can only make chalitza, not make yibum. Nasi shemes. Tanin alon the tzar rabbanu learned this already. That shaita the katan shenosu. If a shaita or a katan got married, and then he dies, umesu nishusayim peturus mechalitza minayibum. It's not his wife. His wife goes out free. There's no mitzvah yibum because she was not married to the katan.
A katan has no kedushin even mit rabbanin. Then tesh mishigdal. Now, for the Gemara, v'yasa bias ben tes kemayna begodol. L'chur, what do we say now? This ben tes first made bia with his first yivama, and then he got married to a second wife when he became a godol. So kasher is v'yasa bias ben tes. When this ben tes had bia with his first yivama, let it be kemayna begodol, as if a godol makes maimer. V'titchet tsar miyibum. And automatically, Sarah should be potter from Yibum. So Mura says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Lo yoso bias bentes kemayme begodol. No, we did not make the bia of a bentes like a maimer begodol. It's not considered like he made a maimer with a godol. Because if we made a maimer, so Lamaisi is married to the first one. And the first one now to the second brothers could only make chalitza, not Yibum. So his second wife should be like a Sarah to that. Should also have the same halacha. Only chalitza, not bia. Sakan, the Mishnah says, yes, she could be miyab in the second one. But there it says, he says, they did not make bia spentes kemaima. Shmuel Amar, no. Also, v'yosu, they did make the bia of a bentes like a maimer. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechon, also v'yosu, they did make it. So Mora says now, v'yasu tanoi. Sakan achlek is tanoi. Hach tana diabachin gozru gozar mishum tzara. The Tana in the fourth parak holds that they do make gzeira on the tzara. The Yashrinim begodol v'adin bekotin, just like by Yevama that has two zikas, she's also on the brothers only with chalitza, no yibum. V'adin kotin, the same thing applies by a bias kotin, that if his wife falls to the brothers because of two zikas, zika shnei yevamim, they could only make chalitza, not make yibum. Why do they say a godel before? They're talking about a godel. But our tanner over here, the hocham, sirulei, that also they talk and made a bias bentes ki godel, kemayna be godel, but v'loy goza mishum tzara. They did not make exer mishum tzara. V'yashminim be kotin, they teach us by kotin, and v'uadin be godel, the same halacha applies by godel. Why did come the cotton? Why does it say look about cotton? Did the cotton call? So we're talking about a cotton. We have blessed the Ramal Shmait the Beim Jordan. What does it say over the look of base medrash? For Yom Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan, he didn't say over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So Shom Rabbi Yechanan Nikbar, Rabbi Yechanan heard and got very angry. Oil the Gavri of Amir Rabasi. So Rabbi Rabasi went over to Rabbi Yechanan normally. Loi kachoy yemaisu v'esa knesset. Didn't the one happen to story like this in v'esa knesset? She'll swear you. The naga, there was a naga like a bolt. She has brushed a glustro. A nagra bolted at the end, had a big bull on it. She nechel kubar Reb Lezer Reb Yosef. It was a machlokes. And they had a machlokes. That she kora sefer Torah b'chamosay. That the mamish came to rip up the sefer Torah because of the anger. For the Gemara kora sefer tzaka daitoch. Eleima she nikra sefer Torah b'chamosam. By mistake it happened, the sefer Torah got ripped. In other words, when you get angry, it's a terrible thing. V'oyishon Reb Yosef ben Kisma. Omer, and he said, to me, Ani, im lo yiya beis kenes as well, avodas kechoven. Since you're getting angry, that this beis kenes is going to turn into avodah zarah. V'cheinav, that's what happened. So he meant to say, Rabbi Yechonan, why are you getting so angry, the fact they didn't mention your name? He saw the rikbet face, Rabbi Yechonan got even more angry. Omer, chavrusa nami, that my chavrusa also. In other words, like, you're bringing the story about my Talmud. What does it got to do with me? I'm the Rebbe. How come they didn't mention my name? Tumor says, Oyla Gabri of Yaakov Aridi. So Yaakov Aridi went over to him. Omale, the Pasuk says, Kasha Tziva Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, Kein Tziva Moshe es Yeshua, V'chein Osu Yeshua, Loi Hoster Dover Mikol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. That what Yeshua did everything that Moshe told him. For the Gemara, V'chi Akol Dover Shoma Yeshua, Ho Yoimelem Kach Omali Moshe. Everything Yeshua did, did he say, everything I'm doing is because Moshe told me? Elo, Yeshua, Yoshev, Adar, Rastam. Yeshua said over the Lochastam. V'akol Yoedim, everybody knew, Sheteros, Hashem, Moshe. That what Yeshua is saying over is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. Zero also, Af Reb Lezer, Talmidcha. Your Talmud, Reb Yechim's Talmud, Reb Lezer, was Yoshev, Adar, Rastam. He's sitting in the base of Medish and Darshanim. V'akol Yoedim, everybody knows, Kishalachohi, what he's saying over is yours. So what are you getting angry for? Omulhem, Mifnei Ma'iyatim Yotim Lafayas Kibenidi Chavrenu.
In other words, you're mafayis to me, like how come Yechava couldn't say the same way you are saying? That's a good teretz. But for the Gemara, for Rav Yechonah, my time a cup at Kulihai, why did Rav Yechonah get so angry that his Talmud said over the halacha, didn't say it over in his name? What's so gefelich? He said over the right halacha. He just didn't mention his name. What's so bad? So Gemara says, the Yomar Rav Yudom Arav, my distil, what does the Pasuk say? Or Guru B'Yolech Olamim. That David HaMelech said, I'm going to live in Olech, in the base of Medrash, forever. For the Gemara, V'chiyevshele liyodom loga v'shnei alamim. Could a person live like for always in two worlds? Like even when he goes to Elam Haba, could he still be living here in this world? Eloah madalof nekodesh baruch hu. David said to Hashem like this, Ribbono shel olam, Yirotz